Please welcome to the show our Commander-in-Chief, President Barack Obama.
Steve Harvey.
Mr. President, sir.
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing fine. I want you to know you're going to be doing fine in a little while, too, sir.
Well, you know, obviously, we've got a lot of work to do. I want to do it over the next 4 years. I can only do it if the people who are listening to your show and folks all across the country cast their ballot. And so my main message today is if you want to make sure that folks have health care, our young people can afford to go to college, that we're continuing to put people back to work, that we're continuing to help improve the economy, if people care about making sure we end the war in Afghanistan responsibly and take care of our veterans and do some nation building here at home, all those things depend on people casting their ballot today. And so I'm very hopeful that everybody's going to turn out. We've been traveling around the country, and people have been waiting in line and are determined and serious about this election. But I know there are a bunch of folks probably listening to your program, Steve, that still haven't voted yet. It is important that they do so.
Yeah. Well, sir, we are getting them out to the polls in record numbers this trip because you've done an outstanding job. I mean, so many things you've been mentioning, but I've been mentioning on the show on a regular basis the facts, because the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act would not exist without you. Don't ask, don't tell. Women's choices. So many 5.4 million jobs in the private sector. You have a record that has been one of accomplishment. You're steady trying to move this country forward, and you got it pointed in a direction for real change to create jobs and everything. And I think you're really onto something. I want you to know that these people are going to show up in polls, and it's going to surprise a lot of pollsters too.
Well, you know, as I said, what I've been seeing as I travel around the country is, you know, in 08, it was all new and everybody's excited. And, you know, this time what I see is determination. You know, I think that people just feel like we want to protect the changes that we've already made, and we've got to keep pushing forward as opposed to going back to the policies that didn't work for middle-class families for almost a decade and got us into this mess that we've been cleaning up after. So I feel optimistic, but only cautiously optimistic, because until people actually show up at the polls and cast their ballot, the rest of this stuff is all just speculation.
Yeah. You know, look, Governor Romney's been using his talents as a salesman to dress up the same policies that failed our country, crashed our economy, and he offers those same things up for change. You, on the other hand, have offered an alternative here.
Well, Steve, you know, I am convinced that nothing's more important in this election than who's going to fight for the middle class, who's going to fight for people who are trying to get into the middle class, you know, who is putting American families each and every day first in their priority list. And I think that after 4 years in office, people know me, and they know that I'm going to fight for ordinary folks out there who are just doing their best to try to make it. And I want to keep on doing that, but I'm going to need people's help to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's those everyday middle class people that you're speaking about that really make people like myself very, very successful. Without them being able to do what they do, whether it's buy a book or purchase a ticket or buy a CD or come to a concert, if they're unable to do that, the lifestyle that we benefit from, it no longer exists. And I don't know how they've gotten away with trying to make it like this, but I want to point this out, Mr. President. You've provided, since you've been in office, 18 tax cuts for small businesses. And for Governor Romney to keep talking about he's hurting small business, that's just not the truth.
Well, there have been a lot of things said during the course of this campaign, Steve, that obviously aren't the truth or been the truth. But what I can guarantee you is that if we are successful in this election, when we're successful in this election, not only can we keep on making progress, but we can make sure that we make even greater progress going forward in putting folks back to work and making sure that they've got decent take-home pay, making sure that they have the health insurance that they need, making sure we're protecting Medicare and Social Security. All those issues are on the ballot, and so I'm hoping that everybody takes this seriously. If you still need information about where to go, you can go to GottaVote, that's G-O-T-T-A, vote, .org, and you can get the information you need about, you know, what polling places, what the times are, where, you know, how you cast your ballot and make sure that you're shaping the direction of this country.
Well, sir, I think it's time to finish what we started and to make sure that no matter who you are, that where you come from, that we all get out there and vote. It doesn't matter how long the lines are. It doesn't matter. We want our listeners to stand there and wait it out because this is too important of an election. You've done too good of a job to turn back now. We've not been deceived by the spin doctors here who have tried to spin this campaign out of control. We're not fooled by the super PAC money. We're encouraging everyone to get out to the polls. I know you're busy today, sir. I know you, and you're a real trooper because you all the way to the end, that's how you fight for us. That's how you fight for the common man. And we owe you this. And we're going to come out. And on tomorrow morning, this show is going to be alive and well and buzzing and reconfirming the fact that you are our commander in chief, the president of the United States. And we're going to make it happen.
Steve, you've been a great friend to all your listeners. Thank you for your prayers, your support. You know, Michelle and I, when we travel the country, you know, we just know that we've got so many people supporting us. I just want to make sure that everybody who's listening understands that we've got the votes to win this thing, but those votes have to show up at the polls. And if they do, then not only will we have, I think, a good Tuesday night, but more importantly, we'll have a good next 4 years. Okay?
Well, sir, we love you. Keep your head up. We're praying for you. But bigger and more importantly, we in action. We're voting today.
Okay, brother.
Thank you, sir.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.